time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Back at it, baby. Aaron Running coming up in about 5 minutes to talk about the great NBA card coming up. Thanks to all the emails and tweets. Goalie Project at NHL underscore goaltenders on Twitter to find out what's going on with all the goalies and who's in, who's out coming up here. And Billy checking in, FTM at VSiN.com. Jays, Raptors, and Leafs have been doing the online 50-50 for a few years with the raffle as well. So Matt was on yesterday, and we'll probably discuss a little bit more of this tomorrow, but we'll get to a big breakdown in half an hour. But a simple tease here, because Frank B. wrote a great article at Las Vegas Advisor and Gambling with an Edge on what happened with FanDuel. And as he said yesterday, this was just the tip of the iceberg with that plus five goals with the Cincinnati, and FanDuel doesn't want to pay out. And, well, David Purdom wrote the article, and we're also hearing that it definitely was plus five goals. It wasn't supposed to be, you know, a half. They had an entire chart of plus one, plus two, all the way up. The error was in the price on the goals. A lot of parlays had, like, Man United plus two in the first half, for example. Absolute buffoonery. And incompetent fools over at FanDuel. It's just, and I was able to, there was some stuff on Twitter as I was able to see, Mitch, some of the tickets. It's ridiculous.
Well,
I mean, these are plus two goals in first halves, and people are just parlaying them. And as Frank said, and he's exactly right, if you go to the window or at the kiosk and you make a mistake, it's like, oh, tickets go as printed. You know, you check your ticket. It's just funny when you go to FanDuel and you see the bottom of the ticket, it says all bets are final. And now here, FanDuel doesn't want to pay out, and I don't know what kind of algorithm or what kind of Mickey Mouse operation FanDuel is running, but to put all these different numbers up on soccer, La Liga, Premier League, MSL, MLS, and you just see Orlando plus two, Miami plus two, Cincinnati plus five, Montreal plus two, New York plus two, DC United plus two, like $1.40 juice. And a lot of these are halftime bets. I mean, it's going to take an act of God for you to lose a bet if you're taking plus two in a soccer match in the first half when the teams are evenly matched or close to it.
This is a very poor job, pretty much as bad as it gets from a legal sports book. A grade of an F here for FanDuel. It's fitting that they're actually called FanDuel because that's what they deserve. And this is from Frank B's story, and we'll touch on this a little bit more coming up in about 30 minutes. This is unreal. He writes, these, quote, errors by FanDuel are claimed to have affected close to two dozen games across at least a half a dozen leagues. Games involved were slated to begin over a stretch of 5 days, and FanDuel took bets on them for at least the first 2 days, possibly three.
Yeah.
That's an incredible period of time to be unaware that they had bad lines up they didn't want to take bets on. Think about that for a second. That many games, that many leagues over a span of that many days, and they're taking bets. And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We will talk NBA with Aaron Renning coming up, one of the best NBA sports bettors in the world, here in a minute. We're touching on this FanDuel story that we discussed yesterday, this absolute debacle on their behalf to not pay out these soccer tickets. It's 100% on them. It's embarrassing, quite frankly, and they should be completely ashamed for doing this.
You're warned in the sports books that if a mistake is made and you don't catch it before agreeing to exchange money for your ticket, then it's your own tough luck. Apparently, it's a one-sided stipulation and applies only to bettors. Check your tickets before leaving the window. All bets go as written. Yeah, sure, Frank writes. He also points out that this is the same company that's partnered with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah,
the same team they have to pay off when they had the live betting dispute when they put up 750-1. What kind of Mickey Mouse operation are they running over there? And then I don't know if they would have got bailed out, but probably they were told you're gonna have to pay out on this, and they did. But Frank also brings up a good point. You have no problem offering promotional lines that cost big money, and they ran that promotion with the Lakers a week ago. They allowed bettors to move the line until the Lakers were getting plus 52. Darren Revelle detailed the promotion, citing a $5 million loss for the book that they were happy to cover as a marketing cost. But it's baffling here. You don't want to pay out when you just put up ridiculous lines and numbers with all these soccer matches. Mm-hmm. And it's now it's going to be, are they going to protect the book, the regulators, from their own incompetence? They were made well prior to the start time and days ahead of time. Just how far must states go in protecting the books from themselves? Frank writes. I mean, it's not like the MGM scandal where they were past posting and an issue with the not locking it out in the kiosk and they were made 2 hours after the games had started. I don't know what the hell they're doing here. And it's just forget about, and as Frank wrote at Las Vegas Advisor, forget about the Cincinnati plus five. It's just a ton of other, it's all these other games. Plus two first half, plus three for the game. Plus it just goes up. And we've got all these bets we're talking about here. All these bets. And it's like, oh, no, we don't want to pay it out. We're not paying you. We're going to lock it out. Horrible. Horrible for the industry.
Yep. It's a totally bad look for legalization for every other book now all of a sudden. And this is why there's going to be this battle between, you know, legalized jurisdictions versus global markets and why people are going to go and rely on their locals or their global stuff instead. You can't have this. If you're going to come across when Passport was, you know, repealed a couple years ago, this was one of the biggest fears from sports bettors that legal books would actually act like this. And come on, guys, come on. It's amateur hour, big time. Aaron Renning joins the program now, professional sports bettor. Before we get into the NBA, Aaron, any thoughts on this? The FanDuel story here, the latest, quite frankly, just a negative look here by that sports book?
No, I mean, you guys summed it up great. Thanks for having me again, guys. I'm kind of focused on the NBA games to talk about, but I mean, I really hate to hear that stuff. And, you know, we've never heard, you know, very few of those stories in Nevada. We've been regulated for a long time. So, some of these new players coming into the game, it leaves kind of a bad precedent.
All right, so let's begin with it's early. We get that. So numbers are a little weird sometimes when we're on the show and you joined the program here. But it looks like now the Bucks up to like 9 and no Jimmy Butler. I don't see a total on this game. What do you know on the injury front for the Bucks? What do you make of the opening number? Do you have any thoughts or opinions on this game?
After the debacle for the Bucks the other day against Brooklyn, it's funny because and it's going to be a little bit tricky. With the Milwaukee Bucks the rest of the way here with few games left. But remember back when they played Denver, it was kind of right before the pandemic hit. You had a somewhat similar situation. It was actually one of the biggest bets I made all season. It was March 9th. The Bucks were playing in Denver. It was a back-to-back situation. They were in Phoenix. Then they went to Denver. You know, they didn't announce that they were not playing basically any guys for that game in Denver, again, in a back-to-back situation. And then before the game, the starting lineups came out, and I believe Giannis was scratched, Middleton was scratched. I literally, for 5 to 10 minutes, just bet over and over and over as much as I could get in. Denver first quarter, first half, game, everything I could possibly get in. And, you know, Denver, you know, controlled that game, went out. But the Bucks kind of have, you know, with Budenholzer, and you saw that the other day where, you know, hey, we're not going to play Giannis in the second half. You obviously didn't know that before the game. You didn't really know that during the game as well. So, but, you know, after the game the other day, the Bucks, you know, they basically said, you know, we're going to expect our A game, our next game against Miami. So I would accept. I would expect the full allotment of Milwaukee Bucks here. Obviously, Jimmy Butler didn't matter to the Miami Heat, but he does matter to the Miami Heat. So for this game, probably a little bit of wait and see. You're right. No total up on this game. I would be looking towards Milwaukee, but not at that 9 price. You know, you have to remember, you know, no home court advantage.
Yep.
9 on a neutral gets to be a bit rich.
No, exactly right. How about Portland laying 4 here? 4.5 against Denver on a back-to-back, and it's been the Porter show, as he was great last night in the win. But certainly now, I know must win doesn't mean must bet, but this is a much bigger game for Portland, and all these guys continue to be out for Denver.
Absolutely. I've been on Portland the last 2 games against Boston and Houston, cash tickets in both.
Yep.
Very impressed with what they did against Memphis. And, you know, quite honestly, guys, I have Portland, you know, from a ratings perspective, right with those next level teams in the playoffs in the Western Conference. I have them right with Denver. I have them right with Dallas. Certainly Utah. I would have, right now, if Portland were to play Utah in an NBA in a playoff series, I'd make Portland the favorite.
Mm.
This is a team that's certainly different than they were throughout the campaign. Remember, they've had some good playoff runs here with this team. I think it's, Lillard's been phenomenal. He's one of the most valuable players. The coach, Stotts, has basically said, we're not afraid to play him 44, 45 minutes, whatever it takes. I mean, how about the sign the other day when they were down by 20 against Boston? Tatum was just lighting him up. Lillard started guarding Tatum in the second half. He's like, and he's obviously not known for his defense. He did a pretty good job, but that's kind of the leader he is. Also with Portland, what's interesting is they get their full cast of characters back. A guy like Nurkic, who's looked really, really good. I'm surprised mm-hmm. how well he has looked. It's interesting. He's actually a really close friend of Lillard. So you can see the chemistry has been right on the court. Not sure what you're going to get with Denver here. Obviously, they've been sitting three starters. You might even have more starters out for this game. The only trouble I have, and I'm looking to bet Portland, whether it's in game or for something here, is, we're catching points with Portland against Houston, catching points against Boston. Obviously, Paul, you mentioned we got a late four now.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. yep. How about the Clipper game and the Indiana game? I mean, two teams that have been great in the bubble so far, cashing tickets, Indiana and Phoenix. We both want to play on these teams, and they're going head to head. And I don't think Dallas is motivated here, locked into the seven. And I think you get a big effort out of the Clippers after what happened and getting lit up by Booker. Do you see it the same way? Those two games.
Yeah, let me talk about the. We have some line games up here to talk about, and the Indiana Phoenix game. This is certainly a bet I'm going to have here today on this game. I mean, Indiana has been, really a totally different team than we've seen them in the regular season so far. So far, 3-0 straight up and against the spread. They lose Sabonis, and they declare, hey, we're going to go with a three-guard lineup, T.J. Warren at the four, who's been the MVP mm-hmm. in the bubble so far, and they played with more pace, obviously a little bit less defense. I mean, the only big they're really playing is Miles Turner, so they've been a completely different team, a team that I think we want to bet over the total with. And, the Phoenix Suns have been very good, obviously. They're 3-0 straight up and against the spread so far here in the bubble. And impressive, beating Dallas and the Clippers. And, you look at this roster, it's all offense, no defense. Ayton, the big man for them, has extended his range out to the three-point line. I mean, Booker was guarded by Kawhi Leonard throughout much of the game. And, I talked about, when I was on with you guys the other day, I talked about how the whistle was blowing like crazy here with the refs. And, free throws were a big part of kind of the handicap. The Phoenix Suns, of all the bubble teams, they're a top three team in free throws made. They're also a top three team in allowing the opponent free throws made. So the Suns team is kind of an over team. It kind of puts them up a little bit more. So this is a bet that I have over the total for sure today. Quickly on the Clippers-Dallas. Paulie, the trouble I have with this game is it's just, again, from a motivational standpoint. I think Dallas is certainly kind of a bet against, but I'm not sure the Clippers are a bet on. They looked a little bit lethargic the other day against Phoenix and getting beat in the end by that game. Obviously, they roughed up New Orleans. And, a lot of it just kind of comes down how they were shooting. Clippers are a little bit different here. They're going to be without Beverly. They get Lou Williams back. So a little bit more offense. If anything, I'm probably going to lean over the total in this one.
Okay. Very good.
Aaron, do we get a bounce back from the Lakers today? I mean, that was a mess yesterday. Offensively, they have been really bad so far.
Oh, they've been terrible. But I will say this. Keep in mind with the Lakers, they've played probably the top three defensive teams in the bubble. The Clippers, Toronto and Oklahoma City. All three of those teams have been outstanding defensively. Utah Jazz, no slouch themselves. They're shooting 25% from three-point land. Eventually, those will go in. And, they get the benefit of playing Houston, who doesn't have any bigs mm-hmm. and doesn't have any size whatsoever. So if they're ever going to get the offense going, you would think it would be in this matchup tonight. The problem you have here with Houston is kind of the unknown a little bit in this game. Westbrook is questionable. I would say at this point, with, you know, again, not much to play for these teams already in the playoffs, you would probably lean to Westbrook not playing here tonight. And that's also a concern. If I'm going to bet this game, I'm going to probably wait as long as I can. And Vogel has said that LeBron's going to play and Davis is going to play, but I certainly wouldn't be shocked if one of those guys is scratched before the game tonight. So I'm probably going to hold off and wait to bet this game. But I would expect the Lakers to be able to get that offense in gear here tonight.
Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, Visa and the Sports Betting Network, NBA expert Aaron Running, our guest. You had a great call earlier in the week about you got to keep going against the 76ers. Don't like each other. I mean, they couldn't put away the Wizards. 0-3 ATS in the bubble, and the Grizzlies. Are you going to continue to play against Memphis and Philly until they can show that they can get it together here and cash a ticket?
It'll be interesting with Philly because Ben Simmons is going to be day-to-day, and I would not be surprised if he is going to miss a game or two. Again, Philadelphia essentially here with the, obviously in the playoffs into the Eastern Conference. And Simmons has been a little bit lethargic here. He hasn't played any defense. We saw Warren light him up in that Indiana game. So, you know, perhaps Philadelphia maybe plays a little bit better with Simmons out. So I think that remains to be seen, but you know, maybe you'd be, I'm not saying proactive, but maybe we take a little bit of pause in fading Philadelphia here, you know, depending on Simmons, because it's just kind of a weird fit with how he plays. But Memphis, again, you know, they tried to have a punch or two the other day against Utah. I mean, they're essentially going to be out of the playoffs now. I would expect Portland and New Orleans, who's also in play here today, but just does not look good here for the Grizzlies. I, you know, I was a big Jaren Jackson fan. They're going to miss him.
Do you have an opinion, or did you make a bet on that New Orleans Sacramento game today?
I did not bet that game. I'm looking towards the Pelicans. I thought 4.5. You know, I think you guys have touched on it on the show. I mean, the Pelicans have been a little bit inflated here in the marketplace. You know, even 4.5 against Memphis the other day. 4.5 here against Sacramento. Not quite comfortable laying that again. You know, I'll kind of be watching this game, see if the number comes down, maybe look to play the Pelicans in game here. But Sacramento might be done. This is a team, and, you know, Sacramento is, you know, to me, one of the worst organizations in the NBA. You can't say they're the worst because the New York Knicks are still an organization. But I will say, I believe they have the worst coach. I think Luke Walton is absolutely awful. He did not have this team ready to play in the bubble. They get blown out by San Antonio and Orlando the first two games. They completely blow the game against Dallas the other day. Seven straight possessions. They don't come up with any type of score. The chemistry on the Kings has been a little bit fragile. You know, they benched Buddy Hield early. You know, maybe back in February, or maybe it was early March or whatever it was. So the chemistry has been a little bit shaky, terrible. And this is one of the few games where New Orleans will actually have the coaching advantage here. So Sacramento just looks to be perhaps a dead bet against team here.
All right. So your favorite bet on the board would be Indiana and Phoenix over the total.
Yeah, definitely a bet on that one today here, guys.
Yeah. Okay. And you can follow Aaron on Twitter. He is at @ERSports1. You're the best. Thanks so much for the time today, Aaron. Good luck.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Great work.
Yep.
Thank you. Now, the one thing, and I know the players don't think that way, but I know the coaches do. I think it's a big deal if the Clippers get the two, which means they face Dallas. I'd rather face Dallas than Houston or an OKC. And again, one of the great mysteries, as John Von Tobel's talked about, all the love and hype for the Pelicans and nothing about the Thunder, who are a better team. And isn't it surprising? I think you were on this too. How Luke Walton got credit for what happened in Golden State when he took when Kerr was out. I mean, we know Mark Jackson was a buffoon. He leaves, they come in, they win the title. But Kerr's a little bit overrated, but still. Come on. You could coach the Warriors and you would have won.
amazing. A 24-game winning streak to begin the season that one year. My God, Luke Walton's amazing. Yeah, okay. How's that? How did that one turn out? Up next, we'll get it. We'll tell you about the PGA. Boy, it starts today. The PGA already, tee times, and some of the prop bets that we have for the tournament coming up next. How great is this? So not only do we have, you know, the NHL and NBA going on for basically, it's coming up on a week now, Major League Baseball, as we get more games during the day. But Paul, now all of us, and we're very fortunate. First of all, we stayed on the air. We were lucky throughout the entire pandemic. But also, like, we get to, when the show is done, we get to go, like, take a breather, wait for the game to start, then watch them all day long at 9 o'clock. And now today, forget about it. They're going to throw the PGA Championship on our lap, which is at Hardy Park in San Francisco. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock Pacific.
There was that stretch yesterday in the middle of the day where I couldn't keep up. There was too much going on again. Yep. There were three NBA. There were a couple of hockey coming down to the wire. It's like, I don't have enough TVs. What am I, you know, I should be at Bar Canada. I'll be there Friday. Cause you got all the hockey and then you're right with the golf as well. It's just, it's been great. And one of the, you know, one of the biggest regret, right? I don't play golf. Played as a kid growing up, high school, and then this only sport you can play as you get older, don't golf. And then the ex asked me to get married. I say no, and she wins the $12 million. Haunts me to this day. But the
Which one was worse?
It'll all work out. I make more than she does. The she doesn't have a job. But the
right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll leave it to the experts and like Matt and Brady and Wes. I've only cashed two tickets in my life. Pre-flop on a golf tournament. You've done well since the restart. Indy, Jeff, I like to get involved in play and then the adjusted odds once we complete a round or two. So it's just good. I love to watch the golf and especially the majors, but I don't really, other than what Wes likes and Indy, Jeff, I don't do much with it or handicap it, but I do love to watch it.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's a, yeah, it's such a fun sport to bet on. To me, at 11:11 Eastern time, 8:11 out here, we get Gary Woodland, Shane Lowry, and Brooks Koepka. So I noticed earlier today, Koepka was actually below 10-1 at Circa. I think he was plus 955 in that range when we were coming on the air today.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an early start. We have Spieth, DJ, and Justin Rose 11 minutes later. And then at 8:33 Pacific beyond them, that's going to be behind them. It's going to be JT, Tiger Woods, and Rory in the day one grouping.
There you
go. In the afternoon, we get Ricky, Beefcake, and Adam Scott. And at 2 o'clock Pacific time, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, and Sergio Garcia. So they're going to tee off at 2 o'clock again out here. They're going to be golfing until, 6, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. ESPN coverage is 1 to 7 before on the air, and then with the ESPN Plus deal as well. Good job by Phil last week. He's actually played well the first couple rounds of these tournaments lately. And then usually the wheels come off on the weekend. How about Barry Bonds' trainer saying, I understand the steroid accusations? He took it head on. How about that? He actually went on the record about that. I can understand now why people think that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you put on 50 pounds like that in no time. He's actually said, well, it was a couple years in the making in the other business. But that's, you know, he's got rage. I'll say that. He's going off on people nonstop. I can tell that. And I see an ant. Drop, please. So, but this, I don't like DJ. I would throw out DeChambeau. You know, Rahm won the TikTok Open, but he has, unlike DeChambeau, that's a thing. DeChambeau's never done anything in a major. Rahm has. Rahm has, I believe, three top five finishes. So I would trust Rahm here as opposed to DeChambeau. But Cantley's been a popular pick. Webb's been great. And that's hard to go against JT as well. I mean, he's been so good. since the restart. And then the long shots, I don't know. Morikawa is the sexy pick answer. Guys there that keep coming up, Neiman, in some every tournament where you're looking in the 60 to 71 range. But
Shoffley's down
yeah.
16 to 1.
Yeah, that's
so
a hot yeah.
This week.
Shoffley, yep, good point. Shoffley and also Koepka. I know Jeff Sherman tweeted it out too about tickets and money. And it appears to be the same guys at most books about where all the tickets were coming from. And who knows? Maybe Tiger surprises people because no one expects much out of Tiger.
Everybody's
tonight.
Fading him. Yeah,
right.
Sharp guys are totally right. Fading him in every matchup possible. I was waiting because I know Jason Day opened up at 48 to 1 at Circa. I was hoping that number would actually creep up to 50, and I was going to add one more player to the outrights. It went the other way. He's down to 38 to 1 right now at Circa. So a lot of people are on him, as Wes Reynolds has pointed out on the network here this week. What is that now? Three straight top tens for Jason Day. He's a former PGA champion himself. So he's been a sexy bet. You have the no hole in one. You're going to go with that again this week.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No minus 135. Yep. Got to do it. Good props up, too. Now, there's some good stuff, some digging there. Like, you know, I like, will the winner have a bogey? What will the winner do on 18? That's always interesting.
That's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows how that plays out, but there's juicy prices on that. And just, again, the stuff at Bet Rivers and DraftKings on all the golf, incredible.
We'll expand on this FanDuel story coming up next. More of the details from our buddy Frank B., professional sports bettor that he shared with Paulie, coming up next.
We love the NHL, and if you're if you're enjoying the return of pro hockey as much as we are, you're going to like what bet. See, you can make mistakes and get away with it, though, because it's 5 in the morning, and we're watching sports till like 10:30 at night, right, Mitch? And we're going on 3 hours of sleep.
We always have that excuse to fall back on.
Yes, we do.
And it is legit.
Yes, it is, especially this time of year, going on 3-4 hours sleep. Bet Rivers is live streaming 2 pro hockey games every day at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't tried live betting with the NHL, now's your chance to both bet on and watch the game on your phone. Tonight, stream live. 2 full games. Bet Rivers getting on the action. There's $250 match bonus on your first deposit. All bonuses are a one-time playthrough. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Visit the Bet Rivers Sportsbook today. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. Skybox Sports says, at what point are these sports books going to be treated like any other business? Books are too comfortable with regulators siding with them. If FanDuel wins this claim, it's a travesty. I agree. Unmitigated disaster. And it affects everyone involved. And Frank B. pointed out that this is the tip of the iceberg with this Cincinnati +5 first half, or 5 for the game, rather, with what happened at FanDuel. And he did a great job at Las Vegas Advisor, gambling with an edge. We have a case here, Frank writes, where a line was not up for just a minute or two as a live betting instance. It's multiple lines for multiple days involving multiple games across multiple leagues. That's a huge inconvenience, not to mention confusing for whoever had the unfortunate timing of looking at and betting soccer lines on those days. The games in question were up on the board. FanDuel, again, is saying they won't pay, but this time it appears state regulators are backing them up in one state, Indiana, and allowing FanDuel to void hundreds of bets. In New Jersey, the case is still under review after 2 weeks since first being presented with it. And he says, I'd hate to see FanDuel just get a pass on this, and the state regulators probably don't even know what they're looking at since it's soccer. The big question there is, did the state independently examine each of the 20 or so games in question, or are they making their decision based on the one Cincinnati game that's in the news, the +5? For example, Vancouver first half +1 was one of the bets I saw that was canceled. They don't mention that because it doesn't sound bad like Cincinnati +5, but it was canceled the same way. And we've seen, you know, stuff out there about what was on the tickets, and as we were told too, that it's just, oh no, That was right. That was accurate. Like Matt said, he speculated it was, is it supposed to be maybe a half? No, it's plus five. There was a graph and all those options. It would just go up from plus one, plus two, plus three, plus four, plus five. So do they really understand about this? Is ridiculous. You're taking Man United plus two first half, and you can just parlay all that stuff. It's, again, it'd take an act of God for you to lose that ticket. They're going to be down good teams that are evenly matched, or in soccer, you're going to be down 3-0 at the half. And now they're voiding all those tickets and don't want to pay. And Frank made a great point earlier about you just let people lay plus 50 with the Lakers in a match and it costs you $5 million. Pay right. people. It's your mistake. I don't know what kind of algorithm or outfit you're running there. But again, as they say in The Departed, get organized quick because it's a fiasco at FanDuel.
Yeah, that's the perfect word for it. Again, and so, Paul, you and I have been living out here for like 20 years. We've had a problem with Nevada gaming for a long time. Sportsbooks have as well. Just how tight they run their ship and things that they would never consider sportsbooks to have on the betting board. We think that the gaming here in Nevada, they're ancient. You always like to say artifacts and relics. I think that that's exactly what they are. They're not open-minded at all. They don't want to be like Progressive, which sucks. These other books in these other states, I hope to God that they just don't simply tell themselves, you know what, we can do dumb stuff like this. We can do and dupe people and then not pay out, even though when the bottom of the ticket on all of them say all bets are final, because we know the states are going to have our back. We've seen how states, yeah. Indiana, New Jersey, others have been a lot different than Nevada since legalized sports betting came down a couple of years ago. And I hope they better come to their senses here and realize we're not going to bail you out this time. Sorry, this is an egregious mistake. This is all on you. You can't be so, you know, just elementary about this and dumb, quite frankly.
Yep.
You got to know what you're doing, and you can't have simple mistakes on the board like that available to bettors to expose you. Sorry, you can't. And then, as Frank B. put it, and you pointed this out earlier, they're okay with running this goofy promotion, bet on the Lakers, and for every like 2,500 bets we take, we're going to move it a point. And they go off as like catching 45 points the other day, and they'll pay out $5 million. But the soccer bets, as Frank B. probably estimates, like maybe around 5% of the bets that came in on the Lakers promotion, and now you're going to cause a stink about it, even though this took place more than a month ago or almost a month ago, and say, nah, we're going to get bailed out by New Jersey. They're going to have our backs on this or other states. BS. You can't do that.
Yep. And Frank's one of the sharpest guys out there, and he made so many great points about, you know, it says, hey, check your tickets before leaving the window. All bets go as written. Yeah, sure. And look at the bottom of the FanDuel ticket, what it says. They reportedly took bets in multiple soccer leagues on multiple games in multiple states for 2 days. When they finally realized they were significantly unbalanced on the events, they locked the tickets and declared they weren't going to pay on any of the wagers in Jersey and Indiana. This is not like the MGM Bellagio deal where it was past posting. They were made well prior to the start time and most of the instances days ahead of the events. And he's right that he'd hate to see him get bailed out. And then how far it just goes to back to, I mean, like we heard from Andrew with the emails. I mean, are you really taking supervisors from other parts of the casino, like valet and in the cage and whatever? I mean, for that supervisor to ask the customer, would you like more on Cincinnati plus five for the match for 5,000? Oh, okay, sure. Give me another four. And that's his plus five minus $1.30. In a soccer match.
Well, you see, that's where they have, again, no leg to stand on whatsoever. That's the evidence. That's all the evidence that, like, a state should need to say, yep, sorry, we're going to actually side with the bettor this time. When they made the bet the first time, you didn't recognize, wait a second here, that's an error on the machine. We got to correct this. Hold on 1 second, right? We got to correct that. They actually said, they came over the top and kind of, I don't know, to me, I vision them like laughing, huh? What a silly bet. Would you like more, sir? Oh, you would? Okay, then go ahead. Here's 4,000 more on the bet.
Oh. Oh, but that's
done.
but he
case
brings
closed.
Up yeah he gives up a point too if that one bet can't ruin it for all the other ones. So I mean, still, these are other bad lines like New York Red Bulls plus two minus 166. I mean, think about this.
Yep.
But that you just can't just get caught lost in the plus five for the match with Cincinnati and MLS and just ignore Red Bulls Man U plus two first half. I mean, these are just, again, all leagues, different days, all over the place where they just had this. Everything was off about what they were putting up there. And that's the other egregious error. It took them how long to catch it and realize, boy, what are we doing here? It's soccer.
Yep. 2, maybe 3 days is what Frank wrote. Incredible. guilty as charged. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Some of these amazing baseball trends in the first couple of weeks of the season, we will share those with you coming up next. All right, gents, are you prepared to unveil your summer bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your post-quarantine body is ready for the wild. Don't be the guy at the beach with a bear rug on your chest. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full-body grooming game, and they have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. The 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. This is the best trimmer on the market for those of you in need of a chest shave. This third-generation trimmer features skin-safe technology to reduce manscaping accidents. And subscribe to the Perfect Package and get a new blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. And for a limited time, subscribers will get two free gifts: the Shed Travel Bag, $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code VSIN20. Yesterday in Major League Baseball, another good day for road teams. They went 11-6. Yeah, 11 wins yesterday on the road. And the morning games, or the early games, I should say, all but one went under. Yep. Philly and the Yankees in their first game of the doubleheader went over. And then every game late, basically, from that Texas game on, that game went over. Dodgers, San Diego, a ton of runs. Arizona finally exploded last night, and Seattle hung on to beat the Angels 7-6. But all four of those late games on the West Coast went over the total.
You got Miami.
Road teams.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, road teams, 84 and 82 now on the year, two games above 500.
Yep. You got Maeda's going at Pittsburgh. He's $2. 10-2 against 2-10. The Twins do it again. Cubs do it again as well. Darvish pitched well. Cubbies get the win. I don't know where that came from with Arizona yesterday. The Indians played another under. The Twins played another under. I mean, this is and these numbers that we have, these trends from Sean Harnish, these first five numbers. Pirates, first five under, 11-1. Indians, 11-1-1. Brewers, 8-1. Cubs, straight up, first five, 9-2-1. Diamondbacks, 2-9-1. The other stuff he has on the first inning numbers with that instant gratification crowd, which it's fantastic. Why not? Tampa has not scored in the first at home this year, only once on the road. Tampa's not allowed a first-inning run this year. Yet to allow a first-inning run at home. Philly, Pitt, St. Louis, Colorado, Oakland, Tampa, Atlanta. Yet to allow a first-inning run on the road. Cubs, Atlanta, Tampa, Toronto, Houston, Cincy, Baltimore. I mean, there's so much stuff to look at here and different ways to play this, but you look at the graphic that's up right now on the screen. These first five-inning stats and trends, my God. Look at these numbers. And also, Joe Osborne does a great job with Odd Sharks as well, breaking it down. That there's those are the three teams, and you see what the Rockies are doing. Pirates, Indians, Brewers. Those are your three big boys with these first fives. It's nuts. It's like like the first periods a couple years ago in hockey. Look at those numbers.
I know. The thing about this with the Twins, they have scored half of their runs in the first two innings. They average a league-best 1.45 runs per game in the first. Average odds for them to score a run in the first, plus 170. And they're scoring almost 1.5 runs per game so far.
Yep. Pittsburgh yesterday. Yep, sorry, for the game. Pittsburgh yesterday, under. Miracle over the day before. Two runs in the ninth to put it over. Under against Pittsburgh. Under against Cleveland. Under against Cleveland. Under against Cleveland. Again, under two unders against St. Louis. So, I mean, this is the Twins with this great lineup, and it's been nothing but unders for the Twins. And there's, I mean, it's these are rocking chair winners with the Indians. It's every game plays out. It's like Groundhog's Day. All right, we go to the 6-2-0, and it's something will happen late, and it'll be a 4-2 final. It's like every game with the Indians.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm where their starting pitching has been sensational, and their hitting has been a dumpster fire. And today, I mean, what are you going to expect here? Look at this. I mean, you don't get many American League totals. I'm looking at one spot right now, 7.5. Is that right? 7.5 for a total, but it's Castillo versus Carrasco. Mm-hmm. So yep. Why not?
Yep. So they've been moving guys around here with all the pitching. I actually have the Indians 11-1-1, by the way. But they're moving guys around. And it was supposed to be Montgomery. Now it's going to be Montgomery today. We got all these doubleheaders. And now it's going to be Castillo today. Correct. Yes. And how about the Cubbies? Cubs only $1.60 against the Royals. That's Chatwood. And again, I laughed at the contract. 2-0 with a 0.71. This guy's been nails. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you go against the Cubs right now? And how about the Marlins? I can't believe it. 5-1. They've given up one run since they've come back. And don't laugh. The Orioles were hot. I can't believe this. Who are these? Like Mattingly. Didn't he say that? I don't know who these guys are. We got all these new players now, right? We're getting milk.
Oh, yeah. Where's that tweet?
Yeah, you guys got
said
that?
I don't know
who these guys are, right? It's like Major League. Where were you? California Penal. I mean, this is crazy what's happening with the Marlins. Then they come back with all this time off, and they're giving up, they're pitching shutouts, winning games. They're 5-1. Back at it again today. And the Orioles were hot. They just swept Tampa.
Swept a doubleheader last night.
Gave up
Miami,
one run.
Allowing, like, essentially nothing to happen against them with their pitching staff. So, we did see some. There was at least one bettor that I follow on Twitter who's done this before. I don't want to, whatever. He has a huge bet on the Marlins to win like thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Like he got him at 200-1, I believe. Was it 200 or 2,000-1 to win the NL East? Awesome number.
I would say 200.
I would think 200.
Yeah, I would hope.
He put a lot of money on it, but it pays just, I got to go back and find that. I know exactly where I can, but I mean, it's a huge ticket.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've missed so many games so far. What's it going to be like when they have to make them up? But 5-1 at this point, that's a pretty cool story.
Well, maybe they don't have to. Maybe we only
the percentage
points. Who knows? Maybe this runs through a bunch of teams, and we only get a 45-game season. And some teams play 50, and they go, okay, we'll call it good. Winning percentage. You're champions, the Miami Marlins, at least division. Yeah, placed 11 guys on the injured list, recalled 10 from the training site, activated 2 from the injured list. Shut out the Orioles and improved to an NL East leading 3-1 on the season. That was before what happened the other day. Coming back. But that Mattingly quote was great. Who are these guys? I'd introduce myself. I don't know who you are.
The sports book where he has it, by the way, I hope to God they don't say, nah, we're not going to pay out.
Well, that's a whole other business. That's why the other thing. That's why I'm not rooting against you. But it's deep down, maybe you're like, you know what? I just hope this Oklahoma City thing doesn't happen. Because imagine you go through all this. Christ, what if you actually hedge if it comes down to a final game? And it's like, okay, sorry, your 30-1 ticket's no good. We're not going to honor it. I don't know what these books are going to do with the NBA divisions. All these people have different rules and what they're going to do.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to reach out to try to get this guy on maybe next week. I'm looking at the ticket right now. He tweeted it out.
Okay. Who? You can say his name or no?
Well, it's Ed Teach. He's the guy who...
I know. Okay, right.
Lamar Jackson last year.
Yeah, and the exact score is Super Bowls.
No, that's not him.
Oh, that's not him?
That's not him. No, this is a different guy.
Him. Okay.
Ed's the guy who cleaned up last year betting Lamar Jackson. He put it on Twitter, so I think he's okay probably seeing it. He tweeted out the picture. Paul, I'm looking at it right now from Harris in AC.
Okay.
He got 2,000-1.
To win the division?
Yeah, it wasn't 200. It's 2,000-1.
Oh, my God.
He has $200 on it, and obviously that pays $400,000. 2,000-1. That's kind of like Kevin Malone in The Office. Anytime somebody says, I'll give you 10,000-1 on anything, you take it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's good.
I think the best number that I saw in the Marlins was 100. Maybe they were available at 200-1 in some spots, but
what did
maybe
Derek,
out here in Las Vegas.
What did Derek Stevens get him at? Oh, he's coming in Tuesday. He bet him at the Westgate. What did he get? He bet all those teams to win $1 million.
Yeah.
Tigers, Marlins, whoever. Yeah. 2,000 to win a division.
To win a division. And he tweeted out, here's to a 50-60 game Major League Baseball season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take my chances on the Marlins to win the East at 2,000-1 under those circumstances. Might even catch a game in person if they're in the thick of it. Well, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, right. 5-1 coming back, kicking ass and taking names. This is something. What a wild season.
Probably hates me right now for bringing that up on the air, but.
Well, who cares? We put it on Twitter. Who cares? You're not doing it.
I know.
Well, that's, yeah.
I'm rooting for him. Let me say that. I absolutely want him to win that ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. 5% Ed. The other thing was it's also.
The guy who doesn't dip. Yeah.
The scores, when you just see the scores yesterday, you look, every game's like 3-2, 2-1, 5-1, 4-1. All those early games. It was a sick run to start. 11-5 to the under yesterday with all the games, but everything exploded late in those late games. But. And how about the year Judge is having? Hit a home run every day.
No. That home run bet that he had, I think he was 20-1 at some spots before the season, but he was also available at some decent. The problem again with him is, can he stay healthy for however long this season is actually going to be?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you got to, I know it's a big price, but until the Pirates can show anything here, right?
Yeah.
They can't hit. They're 2-10.
Really bad.
Mike Palm's buddy's going today. Maeda, he was great in the last time. Some guys like the fade guys coming off a great performance, but this guy's been solid all year. How about Trout? The wife has a bun out of the oven. He gave, what do you have, 3 home runs in his first 7 at-bats coming back from the leaf? You can't explain some of this stuff. It's great. The Marlins, yeah. Trout isn't rusty. What's going on in the bubble with the with the Spurs and Warren and Porter? Oh.
By the way, I said from the guy who doesn't tip, because in my head, it reminded me of that story. I told that story again last night to a couple of people.
What's that?
That when, this is years ago on the show, when you were late that one day, and I said, Paul, get out of here. I'm going to do the first segment
by
myself.
Story. Yep, yep.
And then I ragged on you the entire time. I think Michael Lombardi actually called in too that day.
He did, yeah.
For like 15 minutes, he was ripping on you. So what did you do? You went to go play video poker, your favorite machine at the South Point. You come back in, and you come back from break. You're waving the 5 dimes in front of my face. You hit a jackpot.
Hit a royal.
And I said, how about this? Do I get a tip percentage for kicking you out of the studio? No, nothing. I'm not going to see anything. But.
That's true. I do owe you. That was the only time I've been late, and I won $5,000 as a result for overslept in. I also had a Mountain Dew, too.
Yeah.
It happened so fast, Mitch. It was like 5 hands in, 5,000. Look on your face was priceless as I fanned money on camera. Yeah. Good times.
We'll talk hockey with Andy McNeil. I think he's going to have some good numbers on the referees coming up next.